AirTran has been trying a hostile takeover of Midwest and recently boosted its buyout offer by nearly 20%. AirTran's been trying to appeal directly to shareholders, even though Midwest won't give up its list of shareholders' names. But now Midwest's board of directors has decided to recommend to its investors against the AirTran offer. Midwest CEO Tim Hoeksema says the offer is opportunistic and undervalues Midwest. He says Midwest is experiencing a financial upswing after working 5 years to restructure.
We've gotten our cost, excluding fuel, on a unit basis down over 30% in the last 5 years. We've had a turnaround year in 06. We're just beginning to see the benefits of all the hard work and labor that we put in. The industry's improving. It's opportunistic because somebody's trying to come in just as things are getting better and just as our shareholders are going to begin reaping benefits of our business plan going forward.
Midwest has released numbers showing $5 million in net income last year, three straight profitable quarters, and sales growth in 2006 of 27%. It's a big change for a company that went deeply into the red after the 9/11 attacks and 2001 recession, at one point getting help from the state, which steered federal assistance toward the airline. But even a financially stronger Midwest isn't off AirTran's radar. AirTran says it expected the no-buy recommendation, but won't give up its takeover attempt. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.